A struggle with opposites. It was your life, not your painting, that was a tour de force, an eruption, a spiral, a struggle with opposites. Light and dark, masculine and feminine, gesture and geometry. You were as unorthodox as the materials you used. Then one day you found an idea with a center to it, a thick, overwrought poetic evocation you called the rose. In another time, they would have locked you away, a woman with such an obsession, painting day and night, layer upon layer, for 8 long years until you were spent. Your one-ton masterpiece is as capable of pulling a person through its portal of enlightenment as it is repelling them into infinite darkness like a cosmic blast. And that photograph of you, standing naked in front of it, arms splayed like you're hanging on a crucifix, is that a moment of precognition? After all, you first named it the death rose. You breathed it in your lungs, absorbed it through your skin, until you were consumed, then built a wall around yourself and hid away for years, as if you knew the destiny of your rose. You emerged in your true greatness near the end, but in a smaller, more delicate form, your last painting done from your place on the sofa, a heart fading away or flying. That would be more like you. Were you loved, Jay DeFeo? I want to know if you were ever loved.